thought, you know, both quarterbacks were in there. I'm sure both quarterbacks would have, you know, liked to have done a better job. But, you know, offensively, I think everyone needs to do a better job. You know, like I said to you guys earlier in the week, I'm not going to stand up here and comment a lot on the two. I'm going to go back and, you know, look at things and see where we're at. But again, I was, I think offensively we didn't help ourselves. We weren't in manageable situations, you know, whether it be through sacks, too many tackles for a loss in a run game. I think that's very difficult on whoever's playing quarterback.
Last night, making that decision with Chad, what led you to give him the first chance tonight?
Yeah, I just never seen him start. So, I mean, I think it was as simple as that. I never really seen him start. I think, you know, we were keeping a tight count on it. So I think Chad had 29 plays, and I think Blake had 33. I know I was going through that and keeping charts of it up top.
Did you see Blake gain some confidence tonight with some of his throws?
I think we'll have to go back and look at it. You know, I was, you know, happy to see, both those guys, you know, kind of, you know, going after it. So, you know, I think, again, I just think it's something that we'll look at on tape and see.
You even have a timeline in your head as to what day you'd like to have this, make a commitment one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you like to say yesterday. You know what I mean, Gene? I mean, I really do. But, you know, again, I got to do the best job for your organization and the best job for the team. So, you know, I'm not going to put that pressure on myself to say, hey, listen, I need to, do this. You know, I've got time. But, again, you know, obviously you like to make the decision quick, but you want to make sure you make the right decision. That's the most important thing.
So is there a chance that one or both could play in that final preseason game?
I think that's something that we'll see. I mean, I think that's, you know, I think everything's on the table. I mean, again, I haven't looked at a lot of things. I'm going to take a real hard look at it and, see where we're at.
Doug, what did you see out of the offensive line tonight?
I think we had some penalties, which we've done a good job before. You know, we haven't had any. I don't think we had any, you know, coming into the game. From the offensive line, I thought that, we've had two rough games now. So, you know, they played a lot tonight. You know, the main reason was probably because of, you know, obviously the quarterback situation. But the other reason is, you know, they need that work too. I mean, I don't want to lose sight of that, you know, to make it like, you know, hey, you know, they were just in there for the line. You know, we've got to get our work done and they got to continue to work. I mean, we've got, you know, time ahead of us, just like I told the team. I just told them that in the locker room. You know, there's a lot of things we've got to clean up. You know, I understand that, you know, there's some good spots, but overall consistency, we have some time, and, you know, we got three good practices coming up this week, and, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
How dismayed were you by what Carolina's offense, first team offense, did against your defense?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things with the defense. They came out there, you know, and we didn't have that fast start that we wanted. And, and that's what we talk about all the time. So the second half, you know, that was another thing that went into the decision to get those guys out there, you know, in that second half and go. But, you know, anytime you go out there and you have to be ready, I put that on myself. I've got to do a better job of getting this team ready, you know, when they go out.
Back-to-back weeks, Chris Ivory fails to pick up a block, leads to a sack. How do you curb that?
You got to know your assignment, get the job done. You got to do it. I mean, you know, there was a couple things, you know, hot. I'd have to look back at that one. I can't recall that exact play. So I'd have to look at that one.
Did you and Nate approach this game from as if you're going to call it, as you basically would go through the same kind of thought process, third and 17 and a draw play in a preseason where you're evaluating quarterbacks, seeing kind of a...
Well, I mean, you know, again, we were expecting, you know, some soft coverage back there. It's a play call and, you know, playing safe, trying to get the kick away. You know, it's third and 17, the odds of picking it up. You know, to say that, you know, do we have throws that we want to throw in that situation? We do, you know, but also we have things that we can check to the run. And, it's a play call. You know, if that thing pops, you know, everyone, like, it's a great call. If it doesn't pop, but if you get sacked, you know, again, you're playing the game of field position at that point, to some extent.
Did Blake check out and check to the run?
No.
Okay, that was a
Fake punt. Is that something you wanted to run at some point this game?
No, we've got a lot of things, you know, with Corey. So, I mean, we got Corey Grant back there. So, You know, we have it in, and I think it's important that when you have things in, you know, the players got to know that, you know, you're going to be able to call it. I mean, you know, if you put something in and you work on it, you work on it, you work on it, you don't ever call it, then the players, you know, lose interest in it. So,
how impressive has he been throughout this preseason?
He's done a great job. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's things he'd like to do better, you know, have the pass back, things of that nature. But, you know, you can't fault his effort. You can't fault, you know, what he's doing from the backfield. You can't fault what he's doing on teams. So, overall, you know, he's doing everything he possibly can to make a team. And I think, you know, not only do I appreciate that in the coaches, I think more importantly his teammates appreciate that.
What did you want to see out of Blake in response to, you know, getting benched, I guess?
Excuse me?
What were some of the things that you wanted to see from Blake tonight and how he responded?
I think it's the same thing I said before. I'm just looking to see who can lead the offense. I think it's the same situation. I don't think it's, you know, anything too specific or anything of that nature. I think it's as simple as, you know, hey, who's gonna help us on offense and make us better?
D.D. Westbrook not available tonight.
Yeah, he went out there pregame and worked out, and he was a little sore. So again, we're just don't want to make it something that wears out for a long time. It's a lower body injury. He worked out pregame, came in, and you know, we made the decision of not playing him. I thought he was going to be able to play. Obviously, I said it in a production meeting, and then when he went out there pregame, it was just sore and couldn't go.
Are you concerned at all about your first, your starting pass rush right now?
I think, you're always, there's always something. You know, if you come out and you say, hey, listen, we know, you know, coming into this whole thing, you know, that we had to work hard, and we got to fight, and we got to grind, and we have to show grit, and we have to do all those things to get where we have to be. So, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, no, I'm not worried, you know. I thought Dante was doing a nice job, you know, disrupting the quarterback. Again, it's something that, you know, we got to continue to work on. It's something that, you know, obviously if we can't get that done, obviously we'll be a better defense for it. So, you know, we're going to work on it, and just like everything else, really, you know, same thing of, you know, being able to, you know, come out there and be ready to play off the bat.